Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church's Easter Sunday service on this beautiful Easter Sunday where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're glad to have all of you here, and I hope that you enjoy the service today, and we're very thankful that you could all make it. A few announcements. We will have Bible study this week. We're starting the book of Hebrews, or the letter to the Hebrews, if you prefer. And at this time, it's going to be at Terry and Nora Lee's house. However, I talked to Larry about having Bible study at his house since he's not able to get out. And he said he would get back to me about whether or not we would have it this week. So at the moment, it's at Terry and Nora Lee's house. Should that change, I'll make sure to get the word out as best as possible. And if you don't know how to get there, I think we're going to carpool if we go over to Larry's house. So if we do go over there, he's on the lake, so bring your swimsuit. We'll go swimming and, you know, all those kinds of things. Larry doesn't know that, but he'll find out when we get there. So other than that, there's not a whole lot that's going on. Other than it's Easter week, and hallelujah, Christ is risen. Let us begin our worship service with the chiming of the hour. As you're able to, please stand for our first hymn. For those of you at home, if you have a United Methodist hymnal, it's number 310, He Lives. And we will sing all of the verses. Thank you. Thank you for remaining standing as we affirm our faith together with the Apostles' Creed, number 881, if you happen to have a United Methodist hymnal. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we'd like to bring our prayer requests as well as our praises before the body and before the Lord. And if you'll excuse me, I have to reach into my robe to get my pen because I forgot to take it out before I put my robe on. There we are. I have a couple of prayer requests that I came with beforehand. If you will, keep Sharon Dinsmore in your prayers. She has now had surgery on both of her eyes, and from what I understand, she's doing well. She's just trying to get used to her new eyes. Apparently, she has bifocal permanent lenses, so I'm sure that that's an interesting time. I fortunately have pretty good vision, but I know lots of people who are just trying to get used to bifocals, and they say it's difficult. I can't imagine having my eyes being bifocal. So keep her in your prayers, if you will. Also, continue to pray for, Jane. For Jane over at Chevront. She was there this morning for our sunrise service, she and Bud. But she is struggling a little bit. Bud said he tried to get her to stay home, but she refused. So if you know Jane, that doesn't surprise you a bit. But keep her in your prayers, if you will. Also, my mom is here. She's the attractive young lady in the black hat back there. And she's got some guy with her. She picked him up on the side of the road in Atlanta, I think. But no, that's my mom and my stepdad. And the primary reason that I say that is not to embarrass them, but because my mom said that my Aunt Brenda, who we've been praying for, has gained a little bit of weight, but she's still kind of iffy. So just keep her in your prayers, if you will. Other than that, I can't think of any prayer requests. Does anyone else have any that they would like to share? Yes, Richard.
Her daughter, we found out this morning, has mono.
Ooh.
So she's been
okay. Yeah, absolutely. We will keep her in our prayers. Does anyone else have any? Yes, ma'am. That's true. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Morgan has had many troubles since your stroke a while ago, and it's kind of been an up and down thing, but let's see, not last week, but the week before, Morgan said, I'm walking in to church next Sunday, which would have been last Sunday, and lo and behold, here we come in with, you just had a cane, right, last Sunday? This week, you can tell Morgan's looking for sympathy because now we have a walker. You know, it's Easter, and Morgan's looking for maybe an offering or a sympathy offering, something. But no, we're very thankful that you're doing better, Morgan, and God works wonderful miracles in our lives, especially if we trust in him. But you know what? Sometimes he works them even if we don't trust in him, because he's a good God. Does anyone else have any requests they'd like to share? Uh-oh, Liliana's got one. I love you too, and happy Easter to you too, sweetheart. Does anyone else have any? Yes, Morgan. Hopefully not. By Pentecost, you should be doing cartwheels in here. That's.
I was trying to do that today, but
you didn't? That's good. I'm glad, because calling the ambulance would have really ruined the Easter celebration. Yeah, that's true. We will continue to pray for you, Morgan. Does anyone else have any requests that they would like to share? All right, well, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for this day, the holiest day in all of Christendom, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the day that all of Christianity hinges upon, the day that our hopes hinge upon, the day that our faith hinges upon. Lord, Paul tells us that if today did not happen, we have no hope. But because today has happened, no matter what life throws at us, we have eternal hope. Lord, you've heard all the prayer requests today. Prayers for healing, prayers for strength, rejoicing at healing that has been given. We pray, Lord, that you would hear our prayers and that you would respond to them in a positive way. We pray that you would strengthen our faith and that we would follow Christ not only today, but all the days of our lives, that we would do the work of the kingdom, and that we would know that when we fail, you never do, and you will pick us back up and help us continue to run the race. We pray all of these things in the beautiful and glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we pray together the words he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you're able to, please stand for our second hymn, Up From the Grave He Arose, number 322, if you happen to have a United Methodist hymnal. And we will sing all of the verses of this hymn as well. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Do you want to do that now? Like now? Okay. All right. We have a special musical selection. It's not in the bulletin because Clayton likes to give Wanda fits and throw things in afterwards so that she thinks she's forgotten to put something in. But we're going to have a musical selection from Clayton and Elena. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Thank you, Clayton and Elena, for that beautiful song. At this time, we want to say a blessing over our tithes and offerings. And just as a reminder, you can give tithes and offerings at the two baskets. One is here at the store, and one is at the door to the narthex. You can also give online. We have two Facebook pages, and the link to giving online is on both of those pages. When you click the link, it will take you to the Holston Conference's website, and you just look for Rockwood United Methodist in the Tennessee Valley District. And you can also mail in your offering or drop it in the box. The mailbox is secure. And you can also look and see if mine or Wanda's vehicles are hanging around here. We have to limit ourselves being here by order of the bishop because of COVID, but we try and be here on Wednesdays, and Wanda's usually here on Fridays. So however you decide to give your tithes and your offerings, we pray that you would seek the Holy Spirit and that you would give, whether to the church, to another person, to another charity. Whatever you do, please follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. At this time, let us say a prayer over our tithes and offerings. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. As we prepare to give back of those blessings, may we be reminded we do not give out of guilt or fear, pride or greed, or any negative reason. Rather, Lord, we give out of love and devotion for you and love for neighbor. May you bless the givers. May you bless the receivers. May all come to know Christ, for it is in his name that we pray. Amen. As you're able to, please stand for the reading of Scripture. Our Scripture today is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Matthew writes, "After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, "He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God to the people of God. Praise be to God. You may be seated. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's Easter Sunday. Just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that that was what was going on today. Easter Sunday is when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And this morning we had our sunrise service over at Chevron, and it was cold, but it was a beautiful service. And when we had that service, we read from the Gospel according to St. John, his story of the resurrection. And I'd pointed out that One of the things that John does that we probably don't notice in our times is that he tells us that Jesus' burial cloth is folded up and laid in place where Jesus had been laying. We don't think much of that because, as I said this morning, we have access to paper. Like, we don't even need paper to write things nowadays, right? We can hop on the computer. But we have easy access to paper. You need paper, you go down to Walmart or to CVS or to Walgreens or pretty much anywhere, the Dollar Tree, the Dollar General, just about anywhere you can find paper. It's plentiful. And we take it for granted. But in this time, paper was not easy to get because it was expensive. It was difficult to make. Ink wasn't all that easy to get either. On top of that, many people, contrary to some of the popular myths that you hear, many people, especially in Israel, could read because reading is important to the Israeli faith. But not everybody could write. So a lot of times, if you wanted something written, you had to get what they call an amanuensis. There's your big word that you can impress all your friends with. All that means is that you get somebody to transcribe something for you. So when you wrote something, you had to make it count. You couldn't ramble on for page after page after page because it was too expensive. And so everything that is in Scripture is in there because it was deemed important by the writers of Scripture. Matthew tells us, to give credence to his story, he tells us about how the priests and the elders came up with this plan. They said, hey, listen, we're going to pay the guards some money, and they'll tell everybody that, you know, they got knocked upside the head and somebody stole Jesus' body. And that's what happened. They gave money to some of the soldiers that were supposed to guard the tomb, and the soldiers said, oh yeah, they came and they stole the body. Now, the interesting thing is that it must have been a lot of money, because I don't know how much y'all know about Rome. Anybody that's been in the military, though, knows that if you abandon your post, you can get in a little bit of trouble, especially if it's an important post, right? If the guys that, let's just say the Marines that guard Air Force One, if they decide that, nobody needs to guard Air Force One, nobody's around here, let's go, you know, play some cards in the Oval Office or something like that, and Air Force One gets attacked or sabotaged or stolen, they probably aren't going to be in the Marines anymore. It was even worse in the time of the Romans because, well, they would just execute you for dereliction of duty. So this must have been a good amount of money for them to risk saying this is what happened. But John tells us Jesus' burial cloths were folded neatly. This doesn't mean that Jesus' mom taught him not to be a slob. She probably did teach him not to be a slob, but it's not what it's there for. It's to tell us with just a little detail that this really happened. Because if, as the story here says, was widely circulated among the Jews, that Jesus' body was stolen, who steals a body but leaves the burial cloths wrapped up, folded up neatly, right? I imagine that if you're stealing a body and you even think about the cloth, you probably do that thing like you do with fitted sheets, you know, where you start trying to fold it and then you give up and you just sort of wrap it around like that and throw it in the closet. I imagine that's what you would do, but it's folded. Because Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't figuratively rise from the dead. He didn't rise from the dead because it was a good story. He didn't rise from the dead because that's what they thought he was going to do. Scripture lets us know they didn't think that's what he was going to do. It's not that they didn't think being raised from the dead was impossible. They had stories in the Old Testament a few times, and they saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. But for them, the Messiah couldn't die. When Jesus was crucified, not only did he die, not only did it throw their belief he was Messiah out the window, bless you, but the law of Moses says, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. They didn't know what to do. This week was Holy Week. We had Maundy Thursday. At the end of Maundy Thursday service, we have a ritual called Tenebrae, where we imitate the sound of the crucifixion of Christ. We take a hammer. We ourselves had a piece of plywood over here and took a hammer and hit it three times at the end. Some people use a piece of metal, whatever, but everything's quiet and then it reverberates. And then after that, we stripped the altar. None of this was here, if you were here at the end of Maundy Thursday or if you were here Good Friday. Nothing was here except for one candle and those candelabras, just because they're really heavy to move, so we covered them. But nothing was here. We removed the flowers, the altar cloths, the incense burner, even the cross there was moved. And we moved another cross sitting here. And Good Friday, that's all we had. And at the end of the Good Friday service, we had the one candle lit to represent Christ, the light of the world, and we extinguished it to represent that the light of the world has gone out. And yesterday was Holy Saturday. Usually we do Easter egg hunts on Holy Saturday. That's what we did. But as far as what happens inside the sanctuary, nothing happens. The sanctuary is bare. It's dark. It's lifeless. To imitate the fact that the disciples had no hope anymore. We see the women going to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body for burial. They did what women do. They took care of business while the men were sitting around whining about everything. We all know that that's what the women do. Any of us men who are secure in our manhood know that that's what women do. Take care of business while the men sit around and whine. But it's interesting because the women get to be the first witnesses. And that in and of itself doesn't mean much to us. But back then, guess what? Women weren't trustworthy. We all know the word hysterical, right? Hysterical comes from the same word as the term hysterectomy. Because only women get hysterical. That's the thinking. You can't trust women. Women actually had to have a man who could vouch for their statement before they could testify in court. And God, with that great sense of humor that he has, he made the women the first witnesses. And we can see that they thought the women were crazy, right? Everybody likes to believe that the ancients weren't very smart. They just accepted it on faith. Oh, the women came and said Jesus was risen. He must have been risen. No, what'd they do? They ran to the tomb. The women thought Jesus' body had been stolen. until they saw Jesus. And then the men found an empty tomb. And they didn't say, oh, Jesus is risen. They wondered what happened to his body until they saw Jesus. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That's not figurative. That's not a nice story. Yes, other religions have gods who raise from the dead. There's not a single one that tells you who crucified their god or who killed their god that lived, that we can verify as a living person. There's not a single one that gives you a location where they were crucified. There's not a single one that gives you a location where they were buried. And there's not a single one other than Christianity where the disciples of the teacher changed their entire worldview, their entire worldview. And then changed the world. Christianity's been around for just over 2,000 years. We've had our ups and our downs. It doesn't take long to study history to find out that some people in Christianity didn't act like Jesus saw that much. But you know, my friend John down here, he and I have had discussions, and we've talked about how the fact is that he and I, haven't always acted like Jesus all that much. That's why Paul tells us, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still skeptics, Christ rose from the dead. This entire Lenten season, we haven't taken Holy Communion. Technically, we're supposed to take it on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. But I don't like to take it until Easter Sunday. Because communion reminds us we are the body of Christ, united not by race, not by home, not by state, not by country, not by military service branch, not by last name, not by hair color, not by eye color, not by country of origin, not by anything that we as human beings use to separate ourselves. We are united by the sacrifice of Christ and the resurrection that shows even death cannot conquer him. Brothers and sisters, the vast majority of us in here are of European descent. We are, that's just the nature. The vast majority of this area is of European descent. But I'm here to tell you, everyone, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, young, old, male, female, whatever. We are all part of Christ's body. We because we were all made in God's image. And God doesn't care what you look like, how you vote. None of that matters. What matters to God is that you trust Christ and that to the best of your ability with His help, you follow Him. So brothers and sisters, as we prepare our hearts for Holy Communion, and as we go from here afterwards to continue to celebrate Easter with our friends and families, let us not forget, Jesus didn't resurrect on Easter morning and then that was it. No. Jesus resurrected on Easter morning and He lives and reigns forever. And in Him, we shall live forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this day and for the many blessings that You give us. Help us, Lord, to follow Christ always, making disciples of all, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, we will partake together of Holy Communion. Hopefully, you all were able to get communion elements when you came in the doors. If you would like some, you can raise your hand, and Nancy looks like she's the closest. She can get them if nobody has them. If she doesn't mind, if she does, she can throw something at me and tell me no. But I know Nancy's a wonderful, sweet lady. At this time, we will partake of Holy Communion together. Because of COVID and social distancing and all that stuff, we have our all-in-one communion wafer and cup. And so we will do our responsive reading, and then we will partake of communion all at once together. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us all take a moment of silence to prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake of the body of Christ together. When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us partake of the blood of Christ together. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Go forth and make disciples of all nations and receive the benediction. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, may you be blessed with all the blessings of heaven, and taking them, may you give them to all whom you encounter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. Go in peace, the peace of the risen Christ. Amen.